From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Samoa and American Samoa are dealing today with the aftermath of a strong Pacific earthquake that caused tsunami waves that killed dozens of people and destroyed coastal towns and villages. Authorities say dozens of people are missing. The quake had a magnitude of 8 and struck yesterday morning about 125 miles from the South Pacific island nation and U.S. territory. They're located about halfway between New Zealand and Hawaii. The White House has declared a major disaster in American Samoa. This means federal aid will be sent to supplement local recovery efforts. Today, a 7.6 magnitude earthquake struck Indonesia's Sumatra Island. A regional tsunami warning that went out earlier has been lifted. At the White House today, President Obama is gathering his national security team to discuss Afghanistan. The president is weighing a shift in strategy for the war there. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
President Obama is considering whether to send more troops to fight the Taliban-led insurgency or whether he should scale back U.S. involvement in the 8-year-old war. Among those gathering in the Situation Room are Defense Secretary Robert Gates, National Security Advisor Jim Jones, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and Richard Holbrooke, the president's special envoy. Also taking part, the overall commander for the region, General David Petraeus, and the top commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal. Today marks the president's first discussion with McChrystal since the general submitted his controversial assessment of the war 1 month ago. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
Israel today announced it will release 20 female Palestinian prisoners in exchange for a recent video of an Israeli soldier captured in Gaza more than 3 years ago. A Hamas spokesman says the deal shows there is progress toward a larger prisoner exchange. Linda Granstein reports from Jerusalem.
A senior Israeli official said the female prisoners will be released and Israel will get the videotape on Friday. He said that German mediators working on the deal have already seen the videotape and that it was recorded recently. The official also said that 19 of the women will return to their homes in the West Bank and one to Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said it is important that the entire world know that Gilad Shalit is alive and well and that Hamas is responsible for his well-being and fate. Shalit was captured in a cross-border raid from Gaza more than 3 years ago. Israeli intelligence officials have said they believe he is being held in Gaza. Hamas has demanded that Israel free 1,000 Palestinian prisoners in exchange for Shalit. Both Egyptian and German officials have been trying to mediate a deal. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Oil prices rose above $67 a barrel in Asian trading today. Benchmark crude was up by 42 cents to $67.13 a barrel. This is NPR News. The general public feels largely shut out of the current health care debate in Congress. That's according to a new poll by NPR, the Kaiser Family Foundation, and the Harvard School of Public Health. NPR's Julie Rotner has more.
More than 70% of those polled from late August through mid-September said Congress is paying too little attention to the health care needs and desires of people like them, and two-thirds do not think there's a group in Washington that represents their own views on what would be best for the country when it comes to health care. At the same time, however, the public was split down the middle on whether health care interest groups should have a seat at the negotiating table. 47% said such groups are too narrowly focused on their own interests, but 45% said such groups, quote, add an important perspective to the debate and should be included in the process. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
The government has ordered a company in Utah to pay a $550,000 penalty for hiring children as young as 13 to staff phone banks for market research and political surveys. Children that young cannot be legally employed except on farms. According to officials, the fine is among the highest of its kind ever assessed against a U.S. company. The Labor Department says that Western Watts hired three 13-year-olds. Among other violations, nearly 1,500 more children, 14 or 15 years old, worked more than 3 hours on a school day or more than 8 hours on a weekend. Investigators say the violations occurred at call centers in Utah, Arizona, Idaho, Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wyoming. Western Watts disputes the fine, says it will fight the child labor allegations. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News.